Begin the Karnadav and Sech the Shabbos that Sadeh has to begin on the base. Begin to taste the maskal dal esel the igra. Begin to taste the maskal that you have to take away 10 for the roof. Taste can explain how do you know that actually the width of the Mishkan from the inside was 10 tefachim. As Taisa says, b'kulah shmai d'amah, this whole sugya we keep on mentioning, the reich of Mishkan yud amas, that the width of the Mishkan was 10 amas. Says Taisa b'kash l'ri, it's difficult to the ri. D'menolei l'ashah, so where exactly does the Gemara get this idea from? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the width is 10 amas. Only thing it mentioned was that there were 6 kerushim on the western side, and there were 2 in the corners. Says Taisa, d'maha Mishkan hayirich b'yud alaf amah, maybe the width of Mishkan was actually 11 amah. V'akrushim noimer, and the beams, you could say, maybe the thickness was only half an amah. Now, the reason what Taisa is trying to address is because the Gemara was trying to figure out how you're fitting the dimensions of the curtains on the krushim to cover the length and the width. And you're saying that it has to fit uniform with the, when you're putting on the western side, it has to fit with the southern and the northern side. So on that we said, oh, so you know what it is? And this is what Taisa is going to say in a moment. He asked, wait a second. Who told us that maybe the Mishkan was 11 amas? And Tosfos says what he could say and not what the Gemara is saying. But Krushim Naimer and the beams we could say, Shalahoya bin al Chazyam, the thickness is only half a amma. Vishne Krushim Lemikatzais Hamishkan. So, Hayusaisimis Amas Aver Mikan, the Amas Aver Mikan. Maybe the 2 beams in the corners actually took up an amma of space on either side. So, you're right, each beam we know was an amma and a half. It was an amma and a half, so you have 6 beams, there's only 9 amas. So we're trying to figure out, wait a second. So how did it cover the rest? So Taisa says maybe the 2 corner ones would actually make it, their amma was on either side, the chatzi amoy defes, and the extra half amma was berich of a keresh. That was the thickness of the beams. Kenegar, they are krushim, shal tzad tzav v'm, which correlates to the beams on the northern and the southern side. This is what Taisa says, what we're saying here in our sugya. Where did you say fit to say the opposite? You said shechatzi amalekan, lechatzi amalekan, that actually the extra half of amma is actually lamal chesaron hakaisel, to fill up the gap of the western wall. And the amma, oivi, the rest of the amma thickness, you're saying is least connected oivi akeresh hadremi vatzvaini, which correlates to the thickness of the walls, which is an amma of the northern or southern side. Doesn't say that anywhere. Maybe the thickness is only half amma, and that's what's taken up. And actually, the western wall is actually the inside is 11 amas, and the extra amas on either side, making the 9 into 11. So that says, let me read the resets. You're right, we learn from the Beis HaMikdash. And this, the Mishkan is similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Just like over there, show you Arkei Shishim Amah. The length was 60 amas of Baruch V'Estrim, and the width was 20 amas. That's a ratio of 3 to 1. Mishkan, here also, but the Mishkan, Ruch V'Shlish Arkei, we say that the width is a third of the length. And since the length was 30 amas, so we say the width was 10 amas. Simply, that's how we know it. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is assuming it, the Dal Esel Igra. The Master begins with the Gemara, a ton we learned in the Braisa. But Nesel Yamid, that it was miraculous. Tosfos can explain that, actually, the Braisa Malachas Mishkan disagrees in our sugya and holds that it wasn't a miracle. Because our Gemara says that what happened was that you had 3 walls. As Omer Reed, the Reed explains, the Ochid, the Kama, Shabricha, Tich, and here that the Gemara is saying that the middle bar was Haymesavi Gimaruch, it went around all 3 sides, and that was miraculous how it bent inside the walls. Pliga, Braisa, Melechas, and Mishkan. That disagrees with the Braisa that talks about the Melechas, the work of the Mishkan. The Asa Mamma, the Braisa says, Shlohi, and it wasn't any miracle. The Braisa describes it very different, this middle briach, this middle bar. The Braisa explains it, Shlohi, and there was no miracle. Elohi, Sham, Chamisha. Rather, there were 5 bars on every side. Shnaim Lamala, 2 on the top, which is, as the Taisa explains, Echa Nasla Mitchilas Ercha Mishkan Ad Chetzi. One starts from the beginning of the length of the Mishkan until the halfway point. And the second one continues from the halfway point until the end of that side, which is, let's say, is 30 Amas. So 15 Amas was one. And then the remaining 15 was another one. That was in the top. And so on the bottom, also these 2 boards, which is the same idea. You had 15, one board going 15, the other one going another 15. The middle one, went all the way from the east to the west. Behind them, that doesn't mean to say from one end to the other end. But the it didn't go ahead and go around all 3 sides. That doesn't mean what it means. And it was not any miracle. It just was, instead of being half and half, it was full. And therefore, you had 5 on each side. You had 2 on the top and 2 at the bottom and 1 in the middle. And again, that disagrees with what I told you over here.